This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on this Friday, the 11th of January. Everything all right over there, Christine?
Yeah, my headphone jack was playing up on me, but it's all good now.
Can you hear everything?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Who's that over there?
Arvin.
Not Jeff Sandu. It appears as though we have some listeners earlier today who were listening to Jeff. Jeff Sandu and Matt Armitage talk about the future, and for some reason, Arvin, they got him confused with you. So it appears you are now appearing alongside Matt Armitage.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
This is going to get
confused.
Terribly confusing.
Oh, no.
This is all going to get terribly confusing.
Let's not confuse people further, guys.
But it is a Friday, of course. We're here to have a little bit of fun. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show today, get us via WhatsApp. Of course, the number is 018-789-8899. If you want to get us on Twitter or on Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Today's discussion is about the first mile, last mile problem. Mm-hmm. And specifically, we're talking about this because a company in the US, you may have heard about them, they're called Bird. They supply electric scooters to solve, or to try to solve, the first mile, last mile problem. That being that first mile when you have to get to public transportation, and the last mile when you're off the public transportation and you want to get to the place where you work.
Right.
So they've managed to raise a bit of money so far, $432 million so far. They are worth approximately $2 billion.
Wow.
They've now secured more funding of around $300 million, allegedly from Fidelity Finance. You might have heard about them. They are also one of the world's biggest asset managers, worth $2.5 trillion. So they're betting on this company. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about that, whether or not something like that. I know we've had O-Bike here in Malaysia, but would scooters, could that solve one of these problems, perhaps? Let's have a discussion. 018-789-8899. Would you feel okay about getting on a scooter to go to the public transportation hub? So that's the story we're going with. Story number two, a mega calendar that helps you plan the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This terrifies me.
Yeah, same.
I'm not a fan.
Story number three, Facebook junkies. And story number four, can you life hack a raise?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
story done then.
The idea, okay. Anyways.
Right. So let's talk about this. Bird, the scooter startup, raising $300 million. Just told you about that. Funding round led by Fidelity. This has been reported. They expanded at breakneck speeds across the U.S. and now operate in more than 100 cities in the U.S. and Europe, according to their website. Sometimes, however, the company has showed up with a little warning, dumping the scooters seemingly overnight on unaware cities, causing headaches for local officials. Happened in Palm Springs in California last December. Sounds very familiar to the O-Bike debacle that we had a year or so ago, where they were just turning up in parts of the city and, you know, the city wasn't too happy about that happening. We seemed to think it was a good idea. And then, like most things here in Malaysia, a lot of these things were vandalized or they just disappeared, right?
Yeah. I've seen O-Bikes just lying opposite like shops and stores and stuff. And the worst part is they're all like mangled.
Right.
Yeah. So there are no wheels, there are no brakes. They've been stripped of parts.
Yeah.
And just like the skeleton of the O-Bike is left there. And I've seen this happen like so many, many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that relates to some of the messages that we've already received saying that, you know, Malaysians can't stop vandalizing these things.
Yeah.
It's not just Malaysians. You know, it's a bunch of people. Everybody's done it all around the world. The one thing that Bird are doing that has increased their valuation and has helped make these a very interesting companies. I was telling Arvin outside, Christine.
Right.
They've gamified the way in which the scooters are charged. And if they go missing, the person that finds the scooter is paid like a fee. So they've gamified it. So you can look on your phone, you can locate it like catching Pokemon.
Right.
You go and you find it, you get a reward for finding that scooter.
You can go on a scooter hunt. That's
fun. Pretty much, yeah. So they have these big scavenger hunts across the city and they raise the kids that actually find these scooters and charge them overnight can be paid up to $600 per night for finding and charging these scooters.
Which is a lot of money.
At 16 years old, my word, yes.
Yeah.
So do you need a specific charging stations for these scooters or can you just charge them out of like a normal outlet?
Bird will supply what they call the bird catchers with these specific devices that they charge them with.
How?
They what they do is you sign up like as if you were going to be an Uber driver.
Right.
You fill out a bunch of forms.
Uh-huh.
You say, I want to be a bird catcher or whatever the technical term mm-hmm. is for it. They will then send the stuff to your house. You go out in the evening. You find the scooters. You take them back to the charging point at your home.
Oh.
And then you put them out in the next morning for other people to use them.
I see. I mean, okay. I kind of... fact of the matter is, I don't think that, you know, without the change in mentality, I don't think that any kind of last mile solution will really work in Malaysia, to be honest, because we can't have nice things, as Arvin said earlier. We just kind of ruin everything we touch. But I kind of like the idea of this whole, I guess, you know, scooter hunt sort of situation and gamifying that, because I love this idea of providing an incentive to, right. you know, track them back down.
Yeah.
You can't stop people from discarding them,
yeah.
but you can at least... get, you know, you can crowdfund people to help you.
Exactly. And I think the incentive to, like you say, Chris, you know, yeah. to go and find one of these rather than go and find one of these and destroy it.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to give you some money for finding a scooter. That's yeah. it. If you see it, you know, you're going to get some money.
Yeah, yeah, I do like that.
Yeah. Also, this is a startup. So yeah. imagine if this happened locally. Yeah. And if, let's say, the Rapid Group took up this cause and they want to solve the last mile connectivity. I'm just giving like an example.
Yeah.
So you have the MRT, then they have the feeder buses, and then you have scooters that people can hire or rent to get from point A to point B. And then they also have this small squad or like this task force of people to look for their scooters if they go missing or to go pick up scooters from around like someone's office. So if I get a scooter from like the Bandar Utama station to here and then I signal for one of these people in this group to come pick up the scooter from the building, then it solves my problem of last mile connectivity.
Exactly.
Especially if it's funded by a big group.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to be Rapid. I'm just, you know, again, example. But if it was funded by a big group here, that could solve a lot of problems for a lot of people.
My main issue, I think, here is that I worry for the people on the scooters as well, because sometimes drivers don't remember that they're in a massive metal box on wheels.
Correct.
And if scooters are, I mean, I think, you know, if we had like scooter paths or whatever, maybe that might work, but I don't know how the infrastructure would allow that, number one. Number two, how many people would like get injured because of this?
Yeah.
Because I guess with a bike, at least, you know, you can kind of, it's bigger and you can at least see it more.
Yeah.
And I just worry for people's safety in this situation. How many people are going to scooter without, I don't know, like safety equipment, stuff like that?
Yeah.
How many people know how to operate an electric scooter? You know, that sort of thing.
Well, we're not scooter friendly.
We're not bike friendly.
We're not anything
but
car friendly.
Pedestrian friendly. Exactly. That's the problem, right? It's all about the car here in KL and in other places of Malaysia too.
Mm.
Those are things, obviously, that are going to get raised in some of the discussions that come throughout this afternoon. Let us know, folks. 018-789-8899. Get us on WhatsApp, get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Can scooters help solve the first mile, last mile problems here in Malaysia? If so, how? If not, why not? Let us know. We're going to take a short break. Some music coming up from Badly Drawn Boy with Once Around the Block. When we get back, a story about a mega calendar. Yeah, you can plan your future for 10 years in front. Jeff Sandu will make a joke about that. I'll tell you all about it in a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.